From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Smoke is still billowing from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in northeast Japan, one day after a fire, an explosion was reported there. NPR's Dwali Saikautau is about 50 miles away from the site and has this report.
Images captured by media helicopters show plumes of white smoke or steam continuing to rise from what is believed to be reactor number 3 of the Fukushima nuclear plant. Japan's cabinet secretary Yukio Edano said shortly after the local radiation reading increased. Edano speaking through an NHK interpreter.
Near the front gate, the radiation reading is fluctuating hour by hour, but on the whole, it imposes no health hazard.
The facility was then evacuated, and the situation continues to be monitored closely for more possible damage at the plant. Still, the government claims the amount of radiation leakage is low and not harmful to humans. Dwali Saikautau, NPR News, Koriyama City, Japan.
Japan's nuclear accident is forcing European countries to rethink their nuclear programs. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that the European Union is considering stress testing its power stations and is calling for a continent-wide approach.
At a meeting with nuclear experts in Brussels, EU Commissioner Günther Oettinger raised the possibility of stress testing power stations to check if they can cope with crises. Before the Japanese accident, Europe was moving toward a nuclear revival in a bid to deal with climate change. But the debate over nuclear energy is intense, especially in Germany, where the government has already announced the suspension of operations at all 7 of its pre-1980 power stations. Commissioner Oettinger said if Germany is examining its older plants, we must also raise the question of possible security checks for all European atomic plants. In Italy, the conservative government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has vowed to go ahead with plans to build nuclear power stations, despite opposition warnings that the country is prone to earthquakes. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
General David Petraeus, the top commander in Afghanistan, says U.S. and Afghan forces have stopped the momentum that Taliban fighters have enjoyed since 2005. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that Petraeus is telling a Senate panel that any gains are fragile and more work is needed.
General Petraeus gave a generally positive assessment of the Afghan war. He said more Taliban fighters are turning in their weapons. He said more Afghan soldiers and policemen are being trained. The general's testimony comes as a new Washington Post ABC News poll shows that two-thirds of Americans say the war is not worth fighting. Petraeus told senators he understands the frustration of the American people after 10 years of war, but he said if American troops leave now, al-Qaeda may once again find a haven in Afghanistan. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. New York's highest court is hearing a challenge to the proposed Islamic Center and mosque project near Ground Zero. Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC says a state judge has heard arguments in a lawsuit aiming to block development of Park 51.
The lawsuit was brought by the American Center for Law and Justice, a conservative group based in Washington, on behalf of firefighter and 9/11 first responder Timothy Brown. Brown's attorneys argued that a city agency should have designated the building where Park 51 is set to be built a historic landmark, a move that would have prevented Park 51 from being built. The attorneys said the significance of the building lay in its proximity to Ground Zero and the fact that landing gear from the planes that flew into the towers fell onto the building. But Judge Paul Feinman seemed more responsive to opposing arguments from the city, that the building was merely one of dozens near the World Trade Center and didn't merit special consideration. The judge's decision is expected in a month. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.
Miami voters have apparently decided to recall Mayor Carlos Alvarez in the wake of a property tax hike and salary increases for Dade County employees. With 75% of precincts supporting, 88% of the vote is in favor of a recall. County commissioners will decide whether to appoint an executive to serve the remainder of Alvarez's term or call a special election. A former nurse is facing 15 years in prison for aiding the suicides of two patients. Defense attorneys for William Melkert Dinkle say they will appeal. Melkert Dinkle waived his right to a jury in the Minnesota trial, arguing that his actions constituted protected speech. He is scheduled for sentencing in early May. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.